ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम गणानां त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे कविनाते ओम शांति शांति शांति. सो वी सॉ इन दिस एइथ चैप्टर Prajapatihi Brahma approached by Indraha and Varuna for Brahma Vidya started his teaching. Brahman, absolute reality, has to be arrived at as the Turiya Atma, which is unidentified with anything else. So in order to take help the person arrive at the subtlest reality, he starts from the gross outermost layer of personality, the gross personality, and he is going to gradually help one understand, negate the three bodies and arrive at the truth of the individual, which happened the truth of the entire universe also. So the very first, we saw in the previous thing, the very first section, he introduces Vishwaha. And I said the teaching here is almost exactly like how it is done in the Mandukya. Only thing is, that's elaborately discussed, he very briefly presented here. Vishwaha, we introduce the Vishwa. And he calls Vishwa by another name called Akshi Purushaha. I explained in the class, last class. Remember why Vishwa is called Akshi Purushaha? So, Atma, here, the Brahman, the absolute reality, being all pervasive, and as a result of all being all pervasive, obtaining in every individual also as the innermost essence, therefore imprinted by the word Atma. For this Atma, is actually, what is Atma here? Obtaining as I. And this Atma, the Atma, is identified with the gross physical body. Obtaining the waking state is called Vishwaha. And Vishwaha is called Dakshina Akshipurushaha, we saw in the next book. Because Prajapati began his teaching, showing, this is Atma. He used the word Akshi Purushaha. This Indra and Varun, the Virochana, both of them took the literal meaning of the word Akshi Purushaha, and they thought the chaya, the reflection obtaining in the eye for the Atma, which means there's a reflection of the gross physical body. So for them, gross body, which is reflected in the eyes, is the Atma. They take it. And this Brahmaji, the Prajapatihi, to make them understand anything reflected cannot be Atma, because reflection is dependent on the original form. Therefore, he asked them to bring a lid like container filled with water, and he asked them to look into that water. They saw the reflections, and they said what? They were firm that reflection, they mistook the reflection, the reflected form for the Atma. Then again he asked him to come in properly dressed and well decked. They came decorating themselves, and they came and saw themselves. Again they saw the reflections. And then, but Prajapati did not want to make them feel hurt or offended, make them feel that they have not understood. Yes, he said, yes, this body is Atma, he accepted. Which means, Prajapati himself accepted the wrong answer, gave the wrong answer. Why? What the intention of teaching them wrongly, but to, with an intention of keeping them in the class, sustaining their interest, he agreed. And then, what happened afterward, we saw this Virochana Asura, no, Asura's leader, Daitya's leader, he decided, okay, we have learned now, and he, without even having heard what he was going to say, he went back to his people, which means this Virochanaha had a wrong knowledge, erroneous knowledge, and went back. And not only that, he started teaching his wrong understanding also. This body is the Atma, body is the Self, body is the Truth. And as a result of what happened, there's also Asura Parampara, and who had the wrong understanding. And those people alone, even today, we can understand such people, Asura Parampara people, which means people, if your body becomes this Truth, body is the Atma, then their interest will be only everything associated with the body only. They cannot think of mind, they cannot think of the intellect, they cannot think of anything else. You will be gross-minded people. That's the idea. So that much we saw, no? Last class. The last word we said, let us see the 8th section. So they were very particular. Atma mahayaha, Atma, what to say, Atma paricharyaha. This physical body is the Atma, and physical body has to be served. It has to be glorified. It has to be pampered. The body is everything for them. Body is everything. Physical body is so important. So what happened for such people? See, such people alone, tasma, see the last one, adadanam, see people for whom body is the Atma, they cannot share anything, they will not be involved in charity. The mind cannot be expanded, isn't it? They won't have wide understanding. Then ashraddha dana means what? No, ashraddha dana means definitely they will not have shraddha in the shastram. The body is the Atma, then shraddha in the shraddha won't be there in the shastram. If shraddha is not in the shastram, they cannot understand the Atma being something distinct from the body. And they cannot even understand the fact that Atma survives the death. They can't understand. Then ayajamanaha, such people cannot perform rituals, cannot offer oblations. They will be non-believers also. And these are the asuras. This is the teaching they have. And such people, not only they give importance only for the body, for them. See, body is the Truth. Body is very real. Body is not unreal, but body is for them absolutely real. Body is ultimately real. Body is real means body has to be pampered, body has to be looked after, body has to be only, all the focus must be centered on body only. And such people, actually what happens, this is not only when they are alive, even after the death. Pretasya, have you done the last mantra? Okay, so what he said, when Prajapati said, he introduced Vishwa. Who is Vishwa? Brahman, absolute reality, Atma, obtaining as the Self, identified with the gross body, is called Vishwa. And Vishwa is the Akshi Purushaha. Therefore, this Akshi Purusha is Atma, he said first. Akshi Purusha is Atma, Vishwa is Atma. But they mistook this reflection for the Self. Therefore, reflected the origin from body for them was the Atma. Now, he wanted to correct their mistake. In the second, 8th section, Prajapatihi, what does he do in the 8th section? In the whole of 8th section, he is going to work on correcting their mistake. He is not going to take them to Taijasa. Only he corrects their mistake. How does he try to correct? Look at this. Oh my God, they mistook. I said Akshi Purushaha means, I meant the Vishwaha, because Vishwa the Atma is not functioning through the gross physical body in the waking state, identified with the gross physical body, through the sense organs alone experiences the external world. Therefore, but for Atma, perception is not possible, experience of the world is not possible, and most of the experience is only through the perception through the eyes. Therefore, he said, explained to last class, Akshipurushaha. But they saw the reflection in the eyes and mistook the reflections for the Atma, the reflected body for the Atma. When they said, oh, and Prajapati agreed, accepted their error, but he want to correct their error in a different way. What does he do? That he says, that he said here. So this whole of 8th section dealing with the correction of error, the understanding on the part of Virochana and Indra. Look at this. Udasharava Atmanam Avekshya Yadatmano Na Vijanitaha Tanme Prabhutam Iti Tauha Udasharave Avekshan Chakrate Tauha Prajapatihi Uvacha Kim Pashyatha Iti Tauha Uchuhu Sarvameva Idam Avam Bhagavaha Atmanam Pashyava Alomabhyaha Anakebhyaha Pratirupamiti. So he wanted to make them understand that reflection is not the Atma. He wanted to make them understand the fact there is error in their understanding. So Udasharava Atmanam Avekshya. He instructed them. Prajapati, he instructed Indra and Virochana. What he said, see, both of you go back now and have a container. Udasharavaha means a container. A container is not, it's a flat lid like container. Filled with the water is called Udasharavaha. Sharavaha means a flat lid like container. Udasharavaha means what now? A flat container, lid like container filled with water is called Udasharavaha. He told them, okay, bring the Udasharavaha container filled with the water. Then both of you look into that Udasharavaha. That water, the container filled with the water. So they looked into the container. Then after he asked, okay, what did you see now? You both have looked into the container filled with water. You both have seen your reflections. Okay, what did you see? He asked. They said, yeah, we have seen our reflections. We have seen the same. We have seen both of us very well, very clearly we have seen. And they say, alomabhyaha anakhebhyaha. We see ourselves, our own reflections from top to bottom. I mean, what now? From hair in the head. Loma means hair in the head. We see our hair in the head and from there until our toes. We see the whole person. A nakebhyaha. A lomabhyaha anakebhyaha is an expression, it's a phrase here. A lomabhyaha anakebhyaha means, oh, sir, we see ourselves. How do we see ourselves? Very innocent, they are answering. No? We see ourselves, they say, like how we saw before, now we see ourselves where? In this, you know, this container filled with water, we see ourselves again. How? From hair to toes. Hair on the head, the toes, we see. Nails on the toes. You see the whole of her body there very clearly. That's what they give the answer. So prati rupam, we see our reflections from head to toes. He said, they say. Now, what did Prajapati said? Okay. Now both of you have seen now. Both of you go back. What you should do? You decorate yourself nicely. And then wear nice dress. Come very well dressed, well decorated. First they saw themselves in a simple dress. Okay? In a simple dress they saw themselves with the dress which they were wearing in the ashram. When they were staying in ashram, they would have been wearing a simple dress. So they saw their reflections in a simple dress. Now they both are asked to go back to come in their proper royal dress as leaders. No? Look at this. Tauha Prajapati Ruvacha. Prajapati Ruvacha. Sadhvalankritau. Suvasanau. Parishkritau. Bhutva. Udasharave. Avekshetham. Iti. So Prajapati told, now both of you go back, sadhu alankritau. Yansandi, I taught you, sadhu alankritau, sadhvalankritau. Decorating, getting yourself decked very well. Suvasanau, very well dressed. Parishkritau, keeping yourself highly refined. Bhutva. Udasharave avekshetam. Before you saw yourself what? Without, in simple dress. Now, having decorated yourself, now you see yourself again. Look into this. Udasharavaha. The container filled with water. Tauha. Sadhvalankritau. Suvasanau. Parishkritau. Bhutva. Udasharave avekshan chakrate tauha prajapati ruvacha kim pashyatha iti. Simple only. Sentences are not very complete sentences. We have to supply the words sometimes. So he asked them to look into the Udasharavaha, the container filled with water. They both looked into the container filled with water. Okay. Then he asked, now what did you see? He expected them to understand, before we saw ourselves in simple dress, we saw our reflections. We saw ourselves in a different dress, well decorated, and now also we see the same reflections, which means the reflection is only of what is there in the front. If the person is simple dress, per simple dress is reflected. The person is gorgeously dressed, the gorgeously dressed person is reflected, which means the reflection cannot be there independently. The person is there as a reflection. The original form is not there. Reflection cannot be there. So he expected them to understand reflection cannot be the Atma, because reflection does not even exist independently with the original form. It's a basic kindergarten lesson, isn't it? So he gave this example. He asked them to look into. He expected them to understand. That's why he said twice. Look into the water. First he told them to look into the water without in a simple dress. Then he asked them to look into the water nicely dressed. But he wanted them to understand the difference. However you look outside, the same thing is reflected. Therefore, reflection cannot be the Atma. That is what he expected them to understand. But they didn't understand. Look at this. He asked, Kim Pashyata, what did you look into the water, he asked. And again they said, Tauha Ochatuhu, Tauha Ochatuhu. They both replied, who Indraha and Virochanaha replied, Yathayevam idam avam bhagavaha sadhvalankritau suvasanau parishkritau swaha evameva imau bhagavaha sadhvalankritau suvasanau parishkritau iti yeshaha atma itiha uvacha etad amritam abhayam etad brahmeti tauha shantahridayo pravavrajatuhu. See what he says. Now why did you look into the water? What do you see there? And they both very happy replied, you know exactly how we have dressed very well outside. Suvasanau, sadhu alankritau, you know, parishkritau, exactly how we look. So we see our own reflection, the same reflection we see there. They only repeat like, they only exactly what they see, they repeat. Immediately he did not say, oh, yes, teacher, we have understood, great. You gave us example, now we understood why you asked us to dress and come. Now we know. See, when you asked us to dress and come, we came. Previously we saw ourselves, the reflection of our own bodies, in a simple dress. Now we see our own reflections, which means the reflection can be only of how we look outside. Which means reflection cannot exist by itself, independently. Reflection cannot be the Atma. So he expected them to say like that. But did they say? No. Both were so naive. They say, yeah, we see exactly how we look outside. Sadhu alankritau suvasanau parishkritau. We look, he thought, if I say anything, they will get upset. He didn't want to lose they were students. Idiots. What did he say? He didn't say that. Oh, that is Atma. He says now, Yeshaha Atma itiha uvacha amritam abhayam etad brahmeti. Yes, yes, whatever reflection you have seen, that is Atma. The reflection of the body which you have seen in the container is what? The body. That is Atma. It means still, that is Atma. And they both, how did they go? Ha! Our answer is correct. Our understanding is correct. They both have, when you go back, my understanding is correct, you feel pleased. Whether your answer is, you know the answer is correct or not, if you think your answer is correct, you are peaceful. So shanta hridayo, they both became very shanta hridayo pravavrajatuhu tauha. They both returned peacefully, thinking they have the right understanding. Okay. Now Prajapati tells again, Tauha Anvikshya Prajapatihi Uvacha. Now again Prajapati wanted to correct them. Even after asking them to look into the container filled with the water, first I asked them to look into the water in a simple dress. Then later I asked them to look into the water properly dressed, nicely, gorgeously dressed. But still, they have not exactly picked up what they should have, and the lesson, what expected them to understand, they have not understood. They still think body is the Atma. So let me make them, correct them. Instead of saying they were wrong, he gave a hint. How did he hint? their understanding is not correct. The understanding is wrong. For them to realize that the understanding is wrong, not correct, he made another announcement. Prajapatihi made another announcement. Again he made an announcement. What announcement did he make? Let us see that now. Prajapatihi uvacha. Anupalabhya atmanam. Ananuvidya. Vrajatah yatara yetadupanishadah bhavishyanti devava asurava te parabhavishyanti iti. Okay, now this is the announcement of Prajapati, second announcement. After having understood their mistake and not, without pointing out their mistake directly, Prajapati wanted to hint that their understanding was wrong, and they wanted them to understand they need to correct their understanding. So he said, whoever leaves this place, whoever goes without having understood the Atma, without having discovered the Atma, without having inquired into the Atma, without having arrived at the Atma, have discovered the Atma, whoever lives, and they will be the losers, parabhavishyanti. They'll be the defeated people, they'll be the losers, they'll be failures. There'll be people of utter failures. And whoever it is, whoever goes, Devahava, Asurahava. Whether a Deva goes, whether Asura goes, whoever goes without knowing the Atma, they'll be the losers. So that's what he says. Atmanam Anupalabhya, without having discovered the Atma, Ananuvidya. Oh my God, it has gone. Okay, let's come back. Ananuvidya Prajataha. Isn't it? Now this teaching here is what? Devaha va Asuraha. They will all lose. Bhavishyanti. Para Bhavishyanti means they will become losers. They'll be the failures. They'll be the defeated people. They'll become the defeated ones. Which means they cannot be the people of accomplishment. When he said that, even it is what sometimes people don't hear things correctly. But because Virochanaha being Asura, and he did not even wait to listen to the second announcement. After the first, sometimes you have to be very careful also, the teacher also. Because he didn't want to hurt the feelings of the student, he said, yes, this Atma, when he said, what happened? Virochana took it for granted. Virochana took it for granted. He said, yes, yes. He thought he has already learnt, understood. He was right. His understanding was right. The body is Atma. He took it that way and immediately went back to his place. Went back to Asuras. Saha Shanta Hridayaha Yeva Virochanaha Asuran Jagama Tebhyaha Etam Upanishadam. See, Virochanaha Asuran Jagama Etam Upanishadam Provacha. See, this Virochanaha Shanta Hridayaha, peacefully, with a great satisfaction, he returned, thinking his understanding was correct. When he went back, not only he went back with the wrong understanding, he also started teaching his wrong understanding. He taught all his, he gave this wrong teaching to all his people, all the asuras. And what was his teaching? He says, Atma eva iha mahayyaha. Atma is to be glorified. Atma is to be considered highly great. What Atma here? This body. This physical body is the Atma. Physical body has to be glorified. And Paricharya, physical body has to be served. Paricharya means served. Atmanam eva iha mahayyam atmanam paricharan ubhau lokau apnoti imam cha amchiti. He says, just by serving this physical body, for him body is the Atma. Service the physical body, serving the physical body, glorifying the body, pampering the body, looking after the body, paying all attention only to the physical body. One can attend what? One can enjoy the pleasures of this world. One can also go to higher lokas, enjoy the heavenly pleasures also. To go to higher lokas, to enjoy the pleasures there, what should you do? You need to understand what? This body, physical body is the Atma. And it has to be, body has to be served. Body has to be pampered. Body has to be looked after. Why? Body is the Atma. Atma is, for him, the truth is, the body is very real. Mahayyaha. The word Atma here means, Atma here for him is the body. And that body is Mahayaha. It needs to be glorified highly. All importance must be given only to the body. This is what here Virochana says. And if you do this, so glorifying this body, pampering this body, serving this body, one can attain what? Higher lokas. Lokau avapnoti ivamcha amumchaiti. Next, tasmadapi adya iha adadanam, sorry, adadanam. See, tasmadapi, sorry, tasmad api yad iha adadanam ashtaddadhanam ayajamanam ahuhu asuraha bata iti asuranam hi esha upanishat pretasya shariram bhikshaya vasanena alankareneti samskurvanti etena hi amum lokam jeshyanto manyante. So what he says here in this context, today also tasmad api, tasmad adya api, even today we have what now? Tasmad api adya iha. Today we have people. Who are the people? People who are dehatma vadinaha. Dehatma vadinaha means, even today we have people who are 100%, you know, thinking what? The body alone is real. Body is very, very real. Body is Atma. Body is everything. Individual means, for them, the only body. Physical body is individual. Individual, nothing more than body. For individual is nothing more than the body for them. And such people who are very, very gross-minded people, and what happens now? And all their focus only on the body. See, the body's health, body is important, body's health alone is taken care of means, they do not pay any attention to the health of the mind. Isn't it? All the attention is only looking after the body, pampering and then the glorifying, serving the body. Such people become what? Later on, they cannot share anything they have. Very selfish people. Adadanam. The people, the non-sharing, non-distributing, non-giving people are these people who are Dehatmavadinaha, who are like the Charvakas. Charvaka Sadrushaha Dehatmavadinaha. Then Ashraddhanam. Ashraddhanam, they do not have any Shraddha in this Shastram. Shraddha in the teaching of the Shastram. That means they do not understand there is something apart from the physical body. There is also Sukshma Shariram. There is also Atma which is distinct, that they do not understand. They do not have the faith in the teaching of the Shastram. They cannot understand if, because they have no Shraddha in the Shastram, they can't understand something distinct from the Atma body also. Then Ayajamanam. Ayajamanam means non-worshippers. Such people cannot have any reverence for the nature around, reverence for the natural phenomena. They're not sensitive enough to appreciate the fact their life, physical body, life is dependent on the contribution of the nature around. They don't understand. Isn't it? Therefore, there's no sense of gratitude on their part. Therefore, they can't imagine performing worship or offering oblations to devatas. See, to offer oblations to devatas, to express to the symbolic act of offering, to express their gratitude to devatas and Bhagavan of nature, they must be highly sensitive. They must understand the fact that they cannot survive without the contribution of nature around. You know, contribution of devatas around. Therefore, they're not very sensitive people. They can't relate to. Therefore, they can't be grateful. Such people, ungrateful people, who cannot think how their lives are happening, and they won't even can't be grateful, means they how can they express their gratitude? If there's no gratitude in the mind, how can they express their gratitude from a fact of offering? Therefore, Ayajamahanam. What is the reason for people to be like that? For them, they do not understand anything else existing apart from the physical body. Body is the truth, body is everything. Body is Atma here for them. Such people are called Dehatma Vadinaha, the Charvakas. People like, they are like the Charvakas. But iti Asuranam hi Upanishad. This is the teaching of Asuras. This is the teaching of the Asuras. Now he says, these Asuras, not only the when they allay, they give part for the body, even after the body dies. Pretasya. Even for the dead body, they pamper so much. How? Bhikshaya. Bhikshaya, Shankara says, Gandhamalyanadilakshanaya. They offer perfumes, they offer garlands, they also give food to the even the dead body. Lakshanaya, Vasanena, even they give put nice clothes on the dead body. Alankarena, they have created the dead body also very well. Samskurvanti, is it even? They decorate the dead body also. They give so much importance for the dead body. Sometimes we also do. No way. Just for the sake, to express the respect to the person who has departed, we also do for the dead body. But here, he says, even such asuras also give so much of importance. Even after the person has gone, the dead body, pretasya also, they do all these things. Bhikshaya, vasanena, alankarena, iti samskurvanti. Yete nahi amum lokam jeshantaha manyante. They think by doing all these things, what? They think they have accomplished something. They think they are people of accomplishment in this world. Jeshantaha manyante, they are going to be victorious in this world. They think they are going to be the achievers in the world. Iti ashtamaha kandaha.